Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's 601, Andy and Mel.
I mean...
both.
We're both here right now?
Yes.
Weird.
I know. Out of the last 7 work days, we've both been here for one of them. Two of them.
Two. Yeah.
That's right, you left early on Thursday. You were here for the show.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, it's been an interesting last 56 hours or so.
Yeah, I would say so for you.
Get into that a little later. But everything is good, hunky-dory. I was not on vacation, as Mel was saying.
I don't think I said vacation. I said you're off today.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
That's what I said.
I was off, but it wasn't because I was having fun.
Right. Yeah, not so much fun.
No.
Not so much.
Not so much. Although we did make a lot of funnies.
Did ya?
Very few of which I can even mention.
Okay.
Kind of those husband-wife funnies.
Yes, I gotcha.
You know, the stuff you don't talk about to anyone else ever.
Yep, but I know what you're saying.
Anyway, no, my wife was in the hospital for a couple of days because of, she's pregnant and we're due at the end of January and... stuff wasn't 100% normal and everything's fine now. Got the okay to go home yesterday and she's a little too diligent and that is causing her more problems now, but anyway, mom's fine, baby's fine, everything's good.
Yeah, you guys definitely had us a little scared for those of us that knew what was going on.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that big a deal. Don't make it sound like it was life and death.
No,
it was not life and death.
It wasn't that, but you know, you still are always concerned.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it was just, anyway, there's lots more to get to. That's why, okay. I said I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Here we go. I got to put that glass divider up so you keep your hands off the wheel.
I didn't. Jeez.
Bad news, late last night, there was a shooting, or late yesterday, there was a shooting at the Clackamas Town Center, near Portland, Oregon. 3 people were killed, including the gunman. Witnesses say that the gunman was wearing a Mike Myers mask, as seen in the movie Halloween. I also saw other stories online that said it was like a hockey mask.
Aren't they like the same thing?
No.
Oh.
Jason wore the hockey mask.
Oh, Jason wore the hockey mask. Okay.
Anyway, the shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to Lieutenant James Rhodes of the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office. A female teenager who was also shot during the incident remains in serious condition at a Portland hospital. The mall Santa hit the floor after hearing gunshots. He was not injured. That's basically all that is known at this point. There isn't a lot of details. They have the shooter not in custody. The shooter's dead, but they have his identity. They're just holding off on giving out details. I'm sure there will be a big news conference this afternoon. But
I'm sure
another one of these stupid, scary incidents has happened, and it sucks. There was on a lighter note, there was a woman who was working at a Christmas tree lot.
Okay.
Except she didn't work there.
Oh, what?
She was selling trees, but she didn't work there.
Oh, she just decided to help out?
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
She decided to help herself out.
Oh, I get
you. She was working at the lot and selling the trees
them.
And at a big discount. Like, hey, I'll give you that one for half price. Really? Okay. They hand over the cash. She sticks it in her pocket. Keeps on working. This happened in Tacoma, Washington. The 2-5 Trees lot in Tacoma. She started telling everyone, hey, $20 trees, selling them for way less than they're worth. The owner, Justin Mayfield, opens a lot every year to raise money for a nonprofit organization he founded to improve struggling neighborhoods. So he's not even making money off of the thing.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a charity tree sale. And she's ripping them off. I guess she needs a little Christmas cash herself.
It was probably drug money.
Well, you never know. Could have been gambling money. Could have
maybe,
been beer
maybe.
Money. Could have been shoe money.
Did you see my picture of shoes?
No, good hell no.
Huh. I posted a blog.
About shoes.
About my shoes.
Really?
How many I have.
How many do you have?
I didn't count them. I didn't want to. The picture is enough on its own. And that's not all of them.
Okay,
that was just
so,
what was up in my bedroom.
Your homework assignment tonight is to count the number of shoes.
I don't want to.
Yes.
I don't want to.
You can't bring that up on the air and then not follow through.
No, I don't want to. I grounded myself from shoe buying.
Well, that's good. But we need to know how big the problem is.
Well, now, in my defense, I've worn the same size shoe since I was in high school. So some of them are older. Not from high school-ish. I think I got rid of all those, but...
So you're either a shoe shopping addict or you're a hoarder.
I think I'm both.
Oh, okay.
But if there's nothing wrong with the shoe, you don't really throw it away. You just kind of hang it around so it goes with the right outfit.
Or you could give it to Goodwill or sell it on a yard sale, a rummage sale.
I'm going to.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're never going to have a rummage sale.
I did have a rummage sale.
That you just opened at random.
Yeah, but I sold stuff.
I'll actually
have one this year when Lennox has their citywide rummage sales, because then people are actually coming to look for them.
Yeah, that's probably a better way of doing it. Because how many customers would you say you had at your rummage sale you had?
Quite a few.
Over the course of the summer.
I had quite a few.
How many is quite a few?
I don't know.
Like six?
20.
That many?
Yeah.
Wow. See, if you actually plan it, advertise it, get people to show up.
Oh, I know. I'd have a lot
more.
You
have 20 in like an hour.
I know.
Okay.
I'm aware.
I'm just saying.
Thanks for saying.
You're welcome. There was another casino robbery.
Another?
Yep. Got the details on that and the rest of the news next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:21. The Quality Lenders Mash for Cash coming up at 7:20 after not having one yesterday.
We didn't have one yesterday because we had a winner.
Uh-huh. And someone I remember last week was all cocky about, oh, I'll do the next one. I'll do the next one.
I did do the next one.
Yeah, but you didn't have it for yesterday. What happened?
Do you want to know what happened?
Yeah.
You didn't have the list to me.
That still doesn't matter. You could have had...
By the time I got the list, in order to check it to see if
but
Kelly
the day
was the
you
winner...
But the day you got all cocky about, I'll do the next one, I'm not scared.
Oh, I was supposed to make one that
you
day?
You could have done it that day. You could have done it the next day.
Okay.
You could have done it at any point between the day you got all cocky about it and yesterday.
Pretty sure I had a sick kid.
Oh, pretty sure.
After I got cocky about it.
You had time to do it Monday. Pretty sure you had time to do it last Wednesday.
I didn't know I was going to have a winner.
Doesn't matter.
I did it yesterday.
You didn't have to wait until we had a winner to do the next one. You could do the next two or three. I'm just saying. You missed me, didn't you?
Well, I did miss you.
Top it out of 41 today. It's 23 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I always wanted to meet somebody like you. Not you, but somebody like you.
Uh-huh.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is December 12th. It's 12-12-12. OMJ!
It's 2 days to my birthday.
Oh, good hell. It's already started.
It's already started Monday.
And it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Mayim Bialik is 37 today. She was Blossom on Blossom. And it took me about a month to figure out that she was Amy Farrah Fowler on The Big Bang Theory.
I don't know how it took you so long.
I knew right away. The glasses threw me off.
Oh.
I just didn't put it together. I just didn't see it.
Okay.
Jennifer Connelly is 42 today. She likes to take her clothes off in movies, and we appreciate that. Or at least I do. Susan Powder is 55 today.
Who?
Susan Powder.
Shaved hair, really short hair.
Stop the insanity.
Yeah, I remember.
Bob Barker is 89 today. Yay, Bob Barker.
He's from South Dakota.
Barker's Beauties. You know, when I saw that yesterday, as I was going through the list for today of whose birthdays it was today, I knew... You
that was
going to
say that?
Mel is going to say, he's from South Dakota. So I think from now on...
I'm glad I'm so predictable.
Whenever there is a famous South Dakotan's birthday, I'll just...
South Dakota!
So that you don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Frank Sinatra, not from South Dakota, born this day in 1915. 1822, Mexico was officially recognized as an independent nation by the U.S. We still recognize them. We just have trouble remembering their names when we bump into them. That was a lame joke.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. George Grant, on this day in 1899, he was a black dentist from Boston, Massachusetts, and patented the golf tee.
Hmm.
Funny, he was not allowed to join any golf clubs, but yet he invented the golf tee.
Interesting.
Yeah. Before that, they used little piles of sand.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
1957, Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin, Myra Gale. In the Big South, it wasn't a big deal to marry a 13-year-old cousin. However, bigamy was kind of a big deal. Almost ended his career. 1957, a Portland, Oregon DJ by the name of Al Pretty was fired for playing Elvis Presley's version of White Christmas. Why? The station manager thought it was sacrilegious. Yeah.
Okay.
He also scolded another DJ for playing Away in a Manger.
What?
I made that up.
Oh.
Fraggle Rock debuted on this day in 1987 on NBC.
Dan Fraggle Rock.
And on this day in 1991, Richard Gere married Cindy Crawford. They divorced in 95. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because 2 years ago today, in 2010, an accident happened in Minneapolis. Not so much an accident as a weather event. When the snow took down the roof of the Metrodome.
Okay, I was like trying to think what happened, and then I was like, oh yeah, I got it.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago today when the roof collapsed and all that snow came crashing down onto the field.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
Postponed the game for, I think they were supposed to play on Monday night anyway, but I think they ended up playing on Tuesday.
Yeah,
because of it
happened
at the University of Minnesota. I don't remember exactly what all happened. Cost $22 million to fix it, and they're going to tear it down a little over a year from now.
I'm all right with that.
Money well spent. Should have just moved into the Gopher Stadium, which they're going to after next year. They'll play next year in the Metrodome, and then they'll move into the Gopher Stadium for a year or two while the new stadium is being built.
Weird.
So,
all right.
Bears had to, they were playing in like Champaign, Illinois or whatever, wherever the University of Illinois is.
Yeah.
Like way south of Chicago.
Oh.
For the year when Soldier Field was being renovated. Yeah. Because they didn't have a stadium big enough in Chicago to do it. So.
Oh, I gotcha.
Anyway, the Metrodome collapsed on this day 2 years ago. That's why today, December 12th, is... Dirt.
It turns out that Charlie Sheen really is a good guy. I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is on 639 up to 41 today. 29 right now. The Quality Lenders Mash for Cash coming up at 720. It will be worth, because Mel missed it yesterday, it will be worth $90.
Okay. It will?
Because it said 45.
No, that's for today.
No, it's worth 90.
We didn't play one yesterday.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
We have it divided over a certain number of days.
Oh, alrighty.
So it's 90
bonus
today.
Bonus.
Even though there wasn't one yesterday.
I didn't miss it.
Okay. Whatever you say.
You know, it could have been done earlier if you would have had the list for me available on the day that you were supposed to have it available.
Because you couldn't have done it. Just in case.
You didn't tell me to. You're the boss.
You couldn't take the initiative to say...
I made it yesterday.
You didn't know I might be out indefinitely?
I didn't know.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
You want to knock it off already?
No, I'm going to pretty much ride this one all day long. So... The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were announced yesterday. We now live in a world where Rush is going to be considered Hall of Fame worthy.
Rush is?
Yeah, Rush is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Somehow a guy who sings like this is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Seriously, I can't stand that, man. Them and Air Supply.
I don't mind Air Supply that much.
I mean, if there's
sound that nasally.
If there is a hell, Rush is the soundtrack for it. Anyway.
I don't know if that's true. I could think of some worse ones.
I can't think of anybody I would want to listen to less than Rush. I would listen to Kenny G's biggest album over and over and over again before I would listen to Rush.
No, I disagree, sir. I disagree.
Anyway, but what I was thinking about this last night, who is out there now that will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Because you're eligible 25 years after your first album comes out.
Okay.
So whenever your first album came out, if I believe Eminem's first album came out in 99, I think. So he would be eligible then in 2024.
Okay.
So who, and he's a lock.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a poll question up at hot1047.com. That's our question today. I did not put Eminem on there because I think he is a... He is the biggest lock of anybody I can think of in the last 15 years, at least in top 40 pop music, whatever.
Yeah.
He's without a question a lock. But who is the artist most likely to make the Hall of Fame? And I came up with a list of the biggest ones I can think of recently and some better staying power. Pink, Justin Bieber, Kelly Clarkson, Usher, Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry.
Oh, you had to just pick one?
Who is the most likely out of that list to make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, well, that's a tough one. Of all of those?
Well, we were talking about it before the show, and then you kept coming up with more, and I was like, yeah, I can't leave them out.
I know.
I was only going to do like three, but... There was some that
There's worthy, yeah.
The original three I was going to do were Pink, Lady Gaga, and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I agree with all those. Katy Perry.
Then Katy Perry was one you suggested, along with Britney, I didn't think of. I threw in Usher.
Usher, definitely.
You think he's a lock? I don't think he's a lock.
You don't think so?
Not a lock.
Gosh, I don't know.
Because, like, Eminem, I mean, hip-hop was already mainstream. It was on MTV, but Eminem really brought it to Top 40 radio.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I can't think of my historical knowledge dating back in the 90s and Top 40. I was listening to Smashing Pumpkins and alternative rock. I wasn't paying attention to Top 40 radio. But there wasn't a lot of hip-hop on Top 40 radio until Eminem kind of kicked the doors open and said, hey, I'm the real Slim Shady.
Mm-hmm. Please stand up.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Of that list, Pink, Justin Bieber, Kelly Clarkson, Usher, Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry. Who is the most likely to get elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I'm going with Katy Perry, and that's because she broke she broke Michael Jackson's single record. Off of, you know, most singles to hit number one. Off of an album, and she broke Michael Jackson's record. That's a pretty big deal.
Psy broke Justin Bieber's YouTube record. Does that mean he's going to end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I doubt it. I mean, that's a fad.
Of that, I mean, there are more than one on this list I think will make it.
Oh, definitely.
But I don't think Katy Perry's the most likely. I think Pink is the most likely.
I don't think not comparably as far as records go or of what she
sales
for records. We should check the sales. I bet you Katy Perry's got more.
I don't know about that.
What did they take into
Pink's
consideration?
Been around longer. It's just
I know that
it's a pure vote. It's just a vote. Plus artistic qualities are factored in, which Pink's pretty much got everybody on this
Pink's
list smoked except Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Pink's performance is like on the video, or the live
girl can sing.
Yeah, but
like
her performances on the award shows are awesome. Every single time.
So you can vote in the poll on our website, hot1047.com, or you can call into 361-5557, email or text AM at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. We're going to top out at 41 today, 29 now. The question we're asking today, I got a text that said, well, we had a list of artists and who is the most likely to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I got a text that said, what about Beyonce?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, do you consider Destiny's Child or do you consider her single?
No, I think her solo career has been bigger than Destiny's Child.
Probably.
At least, I don't, but the part of it with Beyonce, though, is part of it is celebrity, part of it is artist.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, she's married to Jay-Z. She's like a huge star, but
she
like.
She just signed a $50 million deal with Pepsi.
Yeah, but how long ago was her last album?
It's been a while.
3-4 years?
Yeah, you know, and yeah, like Singles Ladies was her last like really big, big hit.
Yeah. And before that? I mean, most when I think of actually, you know what? I take it back. I think Destiny's Child is more likely to go in than Beyonce is.
They had more songs,
more hits.
Yeah.
I mean, because even the one I was about to spit out was actually Destiny's Child, the album they put out in 2004 with Lose My Breath, the one that sounds like a college marching band. No, it does. It's a great song.
Okay.
Are you refuting that sounds like...
No.
I think you are.
I just haven't heard it compared that way, I guess, or thought of it.
How does that not sound like a college marching band?
It does. I guess I never even, like, just put it together. It totally is.
Yeah. Anyway, so who is the most likely to enter the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The options we listed did not include Beyonce.
It did not.
And there's going to be some left off the list. I left Eminem off intentionally because he's a lock. But you can go vote in our poll at hot1047.com. We'll get to some of your calls coming up shortly. Hang on.
Hot1047.com.